It's a glass ceiling. Glass ceiling. On Hard Facts. Hard Facts.
Why do people still blame women for their children's gender? You know exactly what I mean. I'm talking about two bad things that happen to women and girls here in Nigeria every day. The first one is the way so many people prefer to have sons over daughters. It's a big cultural problem that we have. It's based on foolishness, really, because sons are not better than daughters. Daughters are not better than sons. There's no need to put pressure on a couple to have one instead of the other. Pekin na pekin. So this is something that needs to die, you know, die by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. But there's a second problem. Bad enough that we wrongly prefer sons to daughters, but we now also blame the mother for the sex of the child. Incorrectly. Because guess what? It's the father who determines the baby's sex. Some of his sperm have Y chromosomes. Some sperm have X chromosome. But every egg in a woman has only X chromosomes. Every boy is XY. Every girl is XX. So the only way to get a girl is if daddy's sperm had an X chromosome. And the only way to get a boy is if daddy's sperm had a Y chromosome. It's simple biology. And yet, all over Nigeria, you have families oppressing young women for not giving them a boy. Meanwhile, na papa Nkechi duam, na iya saliat duam, na babai saliat duam. This thing would be funny, really, if it were not costing so many women their peace of mind, their health, their homes, even their lives. I went to university with a woman who is dead now. May her soul rest in peace. And we're hearing now that while she was married, beautiful woman, beautiful, gorgeous woman, one of the kindest people I know, or I knew when we were in university together. I went to university with her. And we're hearing now that the reason she's dead is that she was a victim of domestic violence. One of the reasons her husband would beat her was because she had two daughters and no son. She's dead now. She's probably not the only one. Meanwhile, the person that is actually responsible is the man doing the beating, the man doing the divorcing, the man doing the marrying of another wife, the man doing the killing. So before we address the first problem, that first problem of preferring sons to daughters, let's talk about this second problem. Why are so many Nigerians still ignorant to the fact that it is the father that determines gender? Why has there been so much resistance to this knowledge and so much insistence on blaming the mother? If a marriage produces 10 girls, the father is the reason for the 10 girls. If it produces 10 boys, the father is the reason for the 10 boys. Because again, like I said, the father has some sperm that are Y chromosomes and some sperm that are X chromosomes. But every egg in a woman only has X chromosomes. Every boy is XY, every girl is XX. The only way to get a girl is if daddy supplies X chromosome sperm. The only way to get a boy is if daddy supplies Y chromosome sperm. Why do we have this level of ignorance still to the point where people continue to blame young women for not producing a male child? We're still going to address the nonsense of preferring boys to girls, but let's talk about this second level. Where does that come from? Why are so many people still ignorant that it's the father that determines gender? Why has there been so much resistance to this knowledge? So much insistence on blaming the mothers? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. How do we get society to accept the scientific truths that if there are girls from a union, nadi papa kosa? If there are boys in a union, nadi papa kosa? If there are boys and girls, nadi papa kosa? Why do we need to who do we need to convince so that they can help us convince other people? Where does this myth about the source of a child's gender come from? How do we bust that myth? Because a lot of us went to secondary school. A lot of us did biology in secondary school. At least when I went to secondary school, biology was compulsory. And that's where we learned this thing. So why do we have people beating up their wives for having girl children? Divorcing their wives for having girls. Marrying second wives for having girls. Killing their wives for having girls. Where does that come from? WhatsApp is 08095975805. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Adeshewa from Ikoyi.
Adeshewa, welcome.
See, in fact, it's good that you brought this thing up. My friend is actually listening to me now.
Okay.
Because I told her to switch on already.
Oh, good.
Do you know this? My friend got to number 7 because she was looking for a boy. I was like, what happened? He said, in our culture, if you never get boy, you are using one hand to sit. I'm like, what happened? They said that's their culture because that's the person that will be taking the name. See, this kind of notion at times, I continue to tell her, I say, see, is the man that decides the sex of the child? He said, no. In fact, this is, you need to really educate. Don't do it without special educators. The way you educated us, Nana, I want you to repeat it again so that she will hear. There is a man that depicts the sex of a child. Yeah, I have one boy, 3 girls. That's what I love. Ah, you're supposed to take her down, but I said, give me this girl for me. At least they'll give me one year. Give this. Okay.
Adeshewa, thank you. A woman literally cannot give herself a boy or a girl. Her own is to just provide egg that has X. As in the egg which they provide, now one half. That half, now the man go complete her. So the man go decide, waiting I won't complete this egg into. I won't make her into rice and beans or just rice and stew. That's it. Now man go complete her. She has nothing to do with it. Her own is to provide the egg. The egg already has the X. The egg just comes as one half of the chromosome. The man will now decide, okay, I think I'm going to give you a Y sperm today. Or, okay, I think I'm going to give you an X sperm today. It is entirely in the third legs of the man. Completely in his hands or legs, as the case may be. Paul is in Okota. Hi, Paul.
Yeah, Sandra.
Welcome. Talk to me.
Yeah, Sandra, this case, it is beautiful you brought it out today. Or you brought it up today. You see, I lost a very good woman along the Igbe side, the woman I normally buy roasted corn from her. She trades on this seasonal crops. This woman had 6 girls. This woman is the one training these children. The husband just go to this umbrella tree where they play draft and lido. That's what he does.
Okay.
After riding his Okada. This woman had been training these 6 girls up to secondary school. I think about 4 had graduated from secondary school. We're looking for admission into university. This woman took in again. And the doctor said this woman lacked blood. No, this woman that is always, under fire, heat, and all the other thing. When this woman was delivering, she was having this blood flow. They called the husband to the hospital. He came. This woman told the husband where she kept money, so that the husband will pick up this money and go to blood bank to buy blood for her. Do you know that this man took the money and went to the restaurant and with their drinking place and was drinking until this woman died.
Oh, no.
I am telling you, I personally went to report to Human Rights. I personally. So this issue of you must have a boy, I think is witchcraft of the mind. It's stupidity of the highest order. For me, women are more useful than men. Because if women have handled this country, we wouldn't be in this mess we are in today. That's the truth. Look at the offices that women have handled in this country. It's one of, they have achieved the, one of the best records we can rely on. So why will you donate your ex-wife chromosome to your wife and then tomorrow you start beating her? You are a winch. Or a wizard, whatever you call wizard or whatever.
Paul, thank you very much for calling. Now, of course, I don't think that women are more useful than men. I think everybody is useful in their own way, you know. Pikin na pikin. If na girl, you get na pikin. If na boy, you get na pikin. So we're going to come back to address that nonsense of a preference for boys over girls. We'll come back to that, right? But right now, why is there resistance to the biological fact? See, Lagos, there's no fact that has ever been harder than this fact I'm sharing with you, which is that if a family has girls, now the husband kosam. If a family has boys, now the husband kosam. Like, there's no hard fact I've ever shared with you that is harder than this particular fact that I'm sharing with you right now. We've got Florence on the line. Hi, Florence. Florence is not there anymore. Florence, call me back if you can. Hi. Good evening. What's your name?
This is Joseph.
Talk to me.
The case of why having a girl, why not having a boy? This story is being generated for our forefathers and our foremothers.
Mm.
In the olden days, if you don't have a boy, if you have a girl, they say, you don't have the title to my property. But nowadays, we talk, if we go to school and we learn about that, either both boy or girl, you are all the same thing in a family. They say to the extent, they say, if you are a girl, you will marry him, go away. What is the meaning of all this? Either a girl, either a boy, which one is not carrying them away, which one is carrying them good? Do not say that the husband say, if you don't have a boy, you can't stay in my house. And that girl, that woman started giving back to his side. And he said, girl. Eventually, in the last one she wants to give back to, she died in the process.
Oh, no.
Because her womb is weak already.
Yeah.
She's about to rest. She doesn't rest. She gives back to child every time.
Oh.
You know, this thing, we don't have, Nigeria does not have fear of God. Especially Nigeria. We lay emphasis on this thing so much. That if you don't have a boy, don't carry my name. If you have a girl, you marry her and go and stay with your this thing. Which one is all good? After you see your child, Bible says, see your child in the way to go. When you grow up, you don't depart from it. Mm-hmm. If you see your child, it will give you a good name. But if you don't see your child, even either a boy or either a girl, it will not give you a good name. I don't know the one that is going area boys doing nonsense around the world today, tagging and doing nonsense. You see, you want a girl, you want a boy. And a girl is giving name. Go to the doctors, we see them there. Go to the institution, we see them there. And all over the world, you will see a girl because you are neglecting a girl and girl is making a way. I pray that God will help us.
Thank you very much for calling. We've got John on WhatsApp who says, Sandra, woman egg is just a form without life. Man is the life carrier. The sperm is life. The egg can be male or female. Some women have eggs, could be male. No, honey, what are you saying? What is this nonsense you just wrote, John? Please, if you're going to talk to me about science, talk to me about actual science, not some cock and bull story. We've got Rita here. Hi, Rita.
Hi there.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. This thing is causing a big problem in my family.
Okay.
You know, because I have an uncle wife, so she has four girls, one boy.
Okay.
And my mom has two boys. She was listening to Sandra. She was even the one that brought it out on herself that since she does not have a son, she believes that she does not belong to the family. Nobody told her this thing. I was like, for you, we don't know where children come from, and because of that, she even made anything. In fact, the children now are not even talking to us. Even my wedding, Sandra, they couldn't come that they are my sisters. They just make enmity now. Since you guys don't have brother, I don't think this will belong to this family. So don't associate with these people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the family I'm not using it that way. Otherwise, half boys, fine. But I find it difficult of this family knowing that it is not even your fault as a woman. It is your husband that is giving you these pretty girls. So what's the problem? Sandra, when I was, you know, I've already known these kids since when I was going to school in biology. So, since then, see, Sandra, I have a daughter. If I still have another one, my husband is approving. If I have girls, it comes from you. Nobody, none of your family should come and disturb me. None of them. And if I have a boy, fine, you got it. Not me. Don't put a blame on me. So I think women should even come to understand. Let's educate women to know that it is not our fault, and men also. They should be able to. It is not the woman's fault. It is the man's fault. If you want to put it that way, or maybe if you don't even know, even the man, you don't even know what you're putting in there. So why are you complaining? What you don't even know?
You don't know what you're putting in there. Richard, thank you for calling. You know, this is probably why paternity fraud is high. Because you keep blaming somebody who has nothing to do with why you have girls or boys, or boys versus girls, right? And the woman is put under pressure and she's trying to figure out, oh, how do I get comfortable in my husband's house? Because her in-laws are coming with their insanity, her mother-in-law is coming with her insanity, the elders in the family are coming with their own insanity, her husband is not supportive, and she's just thinking to herself, how do I enforce my legitimacy in this household? And she knows that it is not her fault that she's having girls. She knows that it's what you put inside there that she will give to you. It's like computer, garbage in, garbage out. Right? So she starts thinking to herself, okay, what do I do? And that's why you find a lot of men will be raising a child. Later down the road, they will find out that this child is not their biological child. They're raising another man's child. Things, they lead to things. And if it's about having a child that will carry your name, then let's start having conversations about people holding on to their name. For instance, Ezekwesili is my name. It has been my name since I was born. It's not my husband's name. So have conversations as you're raising your children. Oh, I would like if you can keep your name. You don't need to change your name. We need to make that not be taboo anymore as a society. There's no reason why the woman should change her name after she marries. It's not by force. It should not be by force. And if as a society we begin to make it normal for that to happen, it means that excuse of, oh, who will carry on the father's name? Who will carry on the family lineage? Who will blah, 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 blah? Those excuses will die off. Those excuses will die off. Especially when you remember that our ancestors didn't even have surnames. Before the white man came, we didn't used to do surnames, so. At least in Igbo culture. I don't know about other cultures. In Igbo culture, surnames were alien. You just had your name, that's it. And then they'll refer to you as Onwa somebody. That's it. We didn't have surnames. Olden days. Right? If you have old people, you have like your great grandparents, ask them about it. A lot of the surnames that we have now, some of our parents came up with it, or their own fathers came up with it. Like, the names don't go as far back as. In a lot of cultures, surnames are relatively new. But again, I don't even want to really dwell on the preference of boys versus girls. I want to find out why there's still so much ignorance about who contributes to the prevalence of one gender within a family over another. Because like I said, every boy is XY, every girl is XX. The only way to get a girl is if daddy's sperm had X chromosome when it was swimming to go and fertilize the egg. The only way to get a boy is if daddy's sperm had Y chromosome when it was swimming to go and meet the egg. All mommy does is provide an egg, and all mommy's eggs are X chromosome. They are labeled X. Now, if mommy's egg comes down and go and dances with daddy's sperm, and the sperm that survived of the millions of sperms that were rushing to go and dance with mommy's egg, the one that survived was X, it means mommy is having a girl. If the one that survived was Y, it means mommy is having a boy. It is entirely up to the man, and the man cannot even force it. You understand what I'm saying? Like, the man does not know which one he's shooting or which one will survive, because it's not really up to you. It's up to God or your creator or whoever you believe in, if you believe in anything. Your own is just to shoot it, and then it's survival of the fittest. Whoever survives at the end of the battle survives and fertilizes the egg available. That's literally how it works. You have no control over it. Now, with science, you can begin to do some interesting things, right? You can begin to determine, okay, this is who we want to fertilize which particular egg. Science has beautiful things that science can do. But you're doing it normal, in no day your hand or your wife's hand. We'll take a break. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to Hard Facts with Sandra Ezekwesili. This is the Glass Ceiling, on Hard Facts.
On the Glass Ceiling today, my question is very simple. Why do people still blame women for their children's gender? It's bad enough that we wrongly prefer sons to daughters when a son is not better than a daughter is not better than a son. So it's bad enough that we wrongly prefer sons to daughters, but we also shall now blame mothers for the sex of the child, for the gender of the child. Incorrectly, because it's the father who determines the baby's gender. Some of his sperm have X chromosome, some of his sperm have Y chromosome, but every egg in a woman has only X chromosomes. So every boy XY, every girl XX. The only way to get a girl is if daddy's sperm had an X chromosome. The only way to get a boy is if daddy's sperm had a Y chromosome. Simple biology. We learned this in secondary school. All eggs contain one X chromosome, while sperm contain either X chromosome or Y chromosome. Embryos with XY chromosomes will develop male sex organs, while those with XX chromosomes will develop female sex organs. That means the sperm determines a baby's sex. Why then? All over Nigeria, you have families oppressing young women. And I'm not leaving the women out of it, oh, because when I say families, it's not just men doing the oppression. No, you have women there too. The sister of the groom, the auntie of the groom, the brother of the groom, the mother of the groom. Sometimes even the mother of the bride self. Sometimes even the family members of the bride. So everybody is complicit in this thing. Why is it that we have everyone all over the country oppressing young women for not giving them a boy? When na Papa Emmanuel fought? Eh? When na Baba Tiwa fought? It would be funny if people were not losing their peace of mind over this thing, losing their health over this thing, losing their lives over this thing. I told you the story of someone I went to university with who is now dead. Her husband was beating her. Part of the reasons he was beating her was because she had two girls and got pregnant again, and it was another girl, and he made her abort it. Still beat her on top, and now she's dead. You have women who have been chased out of their matrimonial homes because they don't get boy. You have women who have been beaten and killed because they don't get boy. Meanwhile, the person actually responsible is the one doing the beating, or the one they are doing beating on behalf of. He's doing the beating, he's doing the divorcing, he's doing the killing. Why are so many Nigerians still ignorant to the fact that it is the father that determines gender? Why is there such resistance to this knowledge? Why is there so much insistence on blaming the mothers? How do we get society to accept that it is a scientific truth that it's only one party in the union that can provide the ingredients for cooking either girl baby or boy baby? Who do we need to convince other people? This myth about the source of a child's gender, where does it come from? How do we bust it? I like what a caller called and said that this thing came from our forefathers. And it's okay for our forefathers to believe nonsense. They didn't have the knowledge that we do now. But a lot of us went to at least secondary school. At least secondary school. Surely during biology class, you are not one of those that was just laughing and playing and saying, ha, 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 see vagina, ha, ha, see penis. Hopefully you were not one of those and you were actually paying attention to what was being said. Because it's right there. It's inside that big giant biology textbook. It's right there. It's common knowledge. It is science. It is not made up by Sandra Ezekwesili. Science, my good friend. So how do we get society to accept this thing and, more importantly, leave women alone about it? Before we even begin to address, oh, which one, why do we, people prefer boy, prefer girl? Because I think it's nonsense. I think a child is a child. There's no need to put pressure on a couple to have one type of child over the other. So it's foolishness. It needs to die. But this one that is currently continuing and we're putting the blame on one part of, on one half of the union, why is that? 01465-7190, 0700-993-993-993. Before I come and pick your calls, I have to share this information with you very quickly. 99.3, hello. Hello? Is anybody there? No. 99.3, hello.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you doing? What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Shade.
Shade, you have disappeared like fuel.
I'm a reappeared again, like,
yeah. Good to hear from you. Talk to me.
Yes, but sorry, let me tell you something. Have you not heard of, you know, after doing the dance, having sex, so you put your leg up in the air, if you put it in a certain way, you have the boy, you know, the third woman,
because Y chromosome is weaker than X chromosome. So they die quicker than the X. You understand? So it's a way to give the Y a chance to survive, you know?
Yeah,
it's still shy, not up to the woman.
Anyway, shy, let me leave those things for people. But yeah, I feel, and this is not to blame or victim blame people, I feel the majority, let me say this, but 60% of the blame lies with the female. And all, okay, because, number one, you know how females are more, are less educated. Okay. In general, in Nigeria.
Okay.
So if you have less educated females, they don't know about, you know, the biology of baby making.
Okay.
And who has the X and who has the Y.
Yeah.
And then even the ones that do.
Right.
Because there's just that pressure of, I must have a baby. Mm-hmm. They don't speak up and say, bro, why are they attacking me? Tell them to attack you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't speak up. They take that pressure.
Mm-hmm.
So until, you know, people that know, the educated ones that know that these, you know, secondary school at least, until they speak, they start standing up and speaking up for themselves,
mm-hmm.
and letting people know, and pushing back, and letting people know that, you know, it's not my fault. Speak to the guy.
Right.
This thing will continue. And also, until we have, you know, I don't know if this is, you know, the way our research is not in, you know, it's not in Nigeria. They didn't do research on black people. It was in Bobo they did research on. So maybe, it's just my own, you know, tell you. I mean, maybe they did research in Nigeria. You know what I'm saying? And they do it, you know, in our local language. And it's okay, we took this from Baba Emeka. And we took this one. And then this is how we said it. And then they showed it, and then it's okay. It is the man that carries that, makes the boy, makes the girl. I'm saying that can work because they are always saying it's not Nigeria experiment. It's not our own. Don't believe it.
Shane, thanks for calling and cracking me up. We've got Pastor Emeka on the line. Pastor Emeka, welcome. Talk to me.
God bless you. Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon.
Thank you for the good job you're doing.
Mm.
Well, hello.
I'm here. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the idea or the topic is very critical and complex in the sense, I'm becoming a friend of mine now. When they come together, is all about ignorance and how to deal with that. Because something you said earlier when you introduced the topic, how do we get people to know that this is like this, like this, like this? I believe also that our religious leaders also have a role to play in this matter, because the debt is becoming too much. The issue of a child comes from God. God is the one that determines, you know, who and who comes. So when a man starts beating and killing, I have all the stories and all the stories that it's so painful. So I believe critical that the church, the mall, the society should be able to educate our men. And yes, our grandfather made a mistake, but we should not condemn this mistake. And things are going wrong. Please, I also like to say also comment on the issue of the leadership, the post mishap that happened in Kwara.
We've moved away from that. We're focusing only on this particular topic for this particular segment, because this is our segment where we talk about, the glass ceiling. The segment is called The Glass Ceiling, and we talk about things that get in the way of women achieving equality. And you find that even from birth, women are already being told that there's something wrong with them, which is why we prefer boys, which is why we will do anything, including kill the women who are birthing these children, to get boys. That's communication that we are already sending to our little girls, that just by being, something is wrong with them. That's why we have these conversations on The Glass Ceiling. Stanley Nikotin is here. Hi, Stanley. Stanley, are you there? Hi, Stanley. All right, Stanley's not there anymore. Let me come back to WhatsApp and see the messages we've got there. Smart says, Sandra, I have two girls and one boy, and I'll be sharing my properties equally with them. I love that. We've got Sam Chooks, who says, I believe a child is a child, but we need to interrogate this science. I think this science that a man determines the sex of the baby is just a basic science. My darling, it is not basic science. It is a fact. It is, oh, please, okay. We've got this one here. There are processes if you need a male gender. When to meet your spouse for sex matters. If you need male child during sex, ovulation, then Y chromosome travels faster to produce the male child. All right. Of course, there are all kinds of stories about how to get it done. But at the end of the day, it depends on the swimmers. The swimmers have to be ready to tango. So to speak, the swimmers have to really be about it. You understand? So all that pressure, instead of being on the woman, should be on the man, because the man is the one. Like, the man is, I don't know how to explain this in football terms. You know what? When I get home, I'll ask my husband to explain it to me in football terms, so that I'll come back and home and explain it to you guys in football terms, right? The most important person that kicks the goal into the net, that's the man. You understand? All right, let's see. This one here, Sir Ken says, the answer to your question lies in our literacy level and other times willful ignorance. Willful ignorance. Ah, interesting. Okay. We've got Dr. John Okpara, who says, let me just clarify something and throw some light. The man's sperm contains both X and Y chromosome at all times. It's not a decision from the man to provide by choice. They are both always present. However, the Y chromosome swim faster and gets the ovulated egg quicker, but they die faster. It has a shorter lifespan. The X sperm chromosome moves slower but live longer. Hence, if the couple have coitus when the woman has already ovulated, the chances of getting a male child is much higher. However, if coitus occurs, say, a few days before ovulation, the Y sperm cells with a shorter lifespan, about 3 days, will have died, leaving the X sperm cells with a longer lifespan, 5 days and above, to fertilize the egg that will be released later. The knowledge of when to have coitus is used to get your preferred child, whether male or female. Okay. But again, I like that we are still sharp, you know, telling, and that's somebody who claims to be a doctor sending that message. So in all the things you're hearing, you're sharp hearing that where the problem is from the man's soldiers. If the man's soldiers work hard enough and swim fast enough and stay alive for just a little bit long, miracles can happen, you know? So there's really no reason to be beating the woman. There's no reason to be telling her, why are you not providing a male child for us, as if she's the one that will impregnate herself and provide you with a male child. It is not up to her. It is a joint effort. And in any case, a child is a child. I think that if society heaped that pressure on men, there would be less importance placed on the gender of the children that a marriage produces. If society, and I hate using the word blame, because there shouldn't be any blame. You only blame when something bad has happened, when someone is at fault. That's when you blame. But if there should be any blaming happening, it should be targeted at men, because they are the ones that carry X, they are the ones that carry Y, which means they are the ones that determine which baby will come out. If they shoot too quickly and the Y swims fast, but it does not stay there long enough for an egg to come and meet it, the Y will die and the X will leisurely, you know, sempe crawl up and be like, oh, rest in peace, Mr. Y, and go and impregnate the egg. And a girl will come. It don't take away women, they live longer than men. From Y and X stages.